5 years ago, two brothers, Shreyas and Ayur, decided that there weren't any good versions of the Ramayana, an Indian story which is often told in schools around the time of Diwali. They embarked on an epic journey of their own to write and record a version for themselves. After 5 years and multiple drafts, they've finally finished it and recorded it in a studio. Well, they've kindly donated it to the RNIB library, and here is a clip of it.
Many years passed, but the king's wish for an heir remained unfulfilled. The aging king sought the advice of his esteemed royal counsellor, Sage Vasishtha, who was well-versed in statecraft and religious rituals. Sage Vasishtha advised,
"O king, please perform a yaga. These special ritual prayers have the power to invoke Lord Vishnu, the preserver of the universe. Kosala will surely be blessed with an heir."
Kim Normanton talked to the brothers about their story.
So my name is Shreyas Pillay, and I'm 18 years old.
So my name is Ayur Pillay. I'm almost 30, I'm 12. My birthday's in just over a month.
So can you explain what made you decide to write and record your own version of Rama and Sita?
It was just in the December holidays, 5 years ago. And so my brother had just done a project on the Ramayana, and we were discussing the project that my brother had done with my mum, but I didn't really know that much about the Ramayana. And so I thought that I should read some more. And there were some good books, but I found that a lot of them were quite complicated and not that suitable for younger children, and a lot of them were really way too simple. And so it started out as like a challenge for my mum, so that for us two to write our own version of the Ramayana. We did it, and it originally started with just being a fun project, and we eventually started taking it quite seriously.
So tell me what this story means to you both.
Yeah, I mean, it's very important for Hindus, because especially I think for Hindu children and for the younger audiences, because it provides a way for the children to understand the morals of Hinduism and of the religion without explicitly telling them to, say, either read a book with loads of laws or just berating them into remembering the kind of laws. It's a way of subtly introducing the kind of morals that Hindu children, but not only Hindu children, kind of everyone should live by. I think that's where its fundamental importance lies.
And has it become more important because you know it so well through doing this? Is it a story that you feel very fond of? Are there characters you particularly like?
I think Hanuman is my favourite character. Hanuman is the half-man, half-monkey who can basically make his size anything from a mountain to an ant. And he's really important in the story because not only does he help Rama save Sita, but he's also, I think, one of the bravest characters as well. So he's not afraid to challenge anyone, and he's not afraid to try new things that he hasn't done before. Like when they were trying to build the bridge to Lanka, I won't spoil the whole book, but when they were trying to build the bridge to Lanka, Hanuman, even though he didn't know if he could, he tried to leap the entire sea. And yeah, I think the story is quite important to us because we had it told to us for so long. I mean, we've grown up with the story.
In terms of the character itself, I think Rama, I mean, although I'm nothing like Rama, he's obviously, because, I mean, he's meant to represent in Hinduism the ideal man. I mean, no one can claim that they're anything like that, but it's what you strive to be like. And I don't think I'll ever reach that either. But you can always have it in the back of your mind that when you're doing something, is this what you should be doing? Is this what he would do?
So do you think maybe because you've spent so much time thinking about this story that you have taken a little bit of Hanuman into yourself, and that maybe you sometimes stop and think, right, okay, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to do this, even though it's difficult.
He's certainly a cheeky monkey.
Are you going to take that sitting down?
Yeah, I kind of have to. Please, bigger and stronger than me.
he's got a bit of Rama in him as well, so yeah, you have to be in awe.
I hope that I've taken a bit of Hanuman into me, but I can't really stop every minute of my life and think, is this what Hanuman would do?
Yeah.
Although I tried to in some situations where, yeah, where it's hard, kind of hard to choose what to do, that's when you can turn to Hanuman, kind of.
So you've both got something out of it a little bit by digging deeper into this really important story. What would you say was the greatest challenge then?
The challenge for me was probably the writing, and I think that's what he excelled at more.
Yeah, the challenge for me was probably the narration, because I think with the male voices, sometimes because my voice hasn't broken yet, it was often too high, and so
but it is for children. It is for 7 to 12
years.
It would just get a bit squeaky, and then for the narration.
But I think it worked well for the women voices.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do need that kind of higher voice to express different emotions throughout the story. So I think maybe if you found it slightly difficult, I think you managed to do it quite well in the end.
Did you get along quite well doing it, or were there a few moments of disagreement?
Mm-hmm.
Not really between us, mostly between us and either our mum or our dad, when they wanted to add something or we wanted to add something and they didn't want to or we didn't want to.
So what made you decide to send it to RNIB? How did that come about?
I think we had seen an advert for the RNIB once, and our mum sent it, and
I think at the time my mum was already sponsoring or paying money to the charity or something like that towards RNIB. So you get the newsletters, and because we just finished the audiobook, it was obviously at the top of our minds. And so when you get an email about RNIB, then you can put the link quite easily, that it would be a really good use towards, giving an audiobook to those without the virtue or the ability to see right now. And we thought it'd be a nice thing to do.
What sort of feedback have you got so far from people?
So it's been really good, actually. We have a rating on Amazon of 4.9 out of 5, which is probably as close to perfect as you can get. We've got some constructive criticism, which we've tried to make amends to with our latest version.
How many different versions have you done?
About 60.
Oh my goodness.
And we've got a file right there with all the versions in it.
There and there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's far too big for someone to carry. But,
so these are some of it. And then the over there in the red file as well.
We've got too many versions to count.
How did it feel when you finally finished it then?
Very good.
Do you find that children from all religions are interested in it, or is it specifically for Hindu children?
So I definitely wouldn't say it's specifically targeted to Hindu children, because I think ultimately it's a story, and it's a story about good and bad, and good defeating evil. And I think that's something that everyone in the world can relate to, not just Hindus, and not just Indians. So in fact, I'd encourage anyone to listen to it, because there's a lot you can learn from stories from every religion. Just like I can learn things about Moses, Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, etc. So likewise, other people can learn a lot from the Ramayana.
Thanks very much to Aya and Shreyas. The Ramayana will be available soon as a talking book from the RNIB Library.